How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Bet 1520 WWKB Buffalo. Always live on the free Odyssey app and Odyssey Sports Station.
This world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they all love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, the world of sports, simply electrifying. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including why and how the Oklahoma City Thunder currently remind me of a past NBA finalist, and why that is very much not a good thing. I'm going to tell everybody why I think the vibes are bad with my New York football Giants and starting to lose optimism about this season for Big Blue. Not completely out, but starting to lose optimism. And I'll attempt to answer this question. Is Jacob Mizorowski the best pitcher in Major League Baseball? Like, everyone's always talking about Paul Skeens. Is Jacob Mizorowski actually the best pitcher in Major League Baseball? We'll get into some baseball a little later in the program. Bets for tonight will close the show in the final hour on the Power Hour. I like the Spurs. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Spurs Thunder, gigantic Game 5 tonight in OKC. Series knotted up at 2 games apiece. 310-840-4910 is the number. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. You can follow your boy, me, Nick Kostos, on all social platforms at TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin the terrific Sports Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet following Memorial Day with me saying, hey, I was off yesterday. I hope everybody had an awesome, happy, and safe Memorial Day weekend. We're potty training my 2-year-old daughter, Colette, which is, I gotta tell you, an event unto itself. And also, she got me sick again. I used to never get sick, ever. Like, I've been sick like 5 times in my life prior to having a kid. And now I'm sick every other week. I'm sure every parent listening or watching this right now nodding intently. So hope everybody had an awesome Memorial Day weekend. Mine was great. Thanks in part to how last night went in the NBA. As we begin the show by busting out the brooms. Orange and blue. Yet again. As the New York Knicks, my New York Knicks, another closeout game where they absolutely demolish, destroy, obliterate, and eviscerate the competition, just railroading the Cleveland Cavaliers. And if you ask Cleveland, the Cavs were actually the better team last night. Kenny Atkinson believes the Cavs actually won the game last night. There's going to be like a recount, like hanging chads back in the 2000 presidential election. Cleveland actually won this series, guys. Just ask them. Even though they lost by 37, and if not for a three-pointer, a meaningless three-pointer with like 35 seconds to go, the Knicks would have won by 40. 130-93. Just crush them. Just whip that ass. Kick that ass again. Again. And I'll just say, as a Knicks fan, first time since 1999 in the NBA Finals, feels pretty damn good. And it's different than the last couple times, right? And I was alive for both of them. And I remember watching both of them. You know, in 94, against the Indiana Pacers in the conference final, after, you know, scaling the red and black mountain known as the Chicago Bulls, even without Michael Jordan, the Knicks did win that series. Beat the Bulls in Game 7 at the Garden. Patrick Ewing's bank three-pointer, 87-77, the final score in Game 7. Scratching and clawing past the Chicago Bulls. Scratching and clawing, and honestly, like, Indiana might have been the better team in that series in 94, if we're being honest, years after the fact. But man, that was like, it was close. It was white knuckle. You're feeling it the entire time. You're feeling the pressure. You're feeling the stress. How about 99? But barely getting past as the 8 seed, beating Miami. I've told that story in Game 5. Allen Houston, off back rim, and in. Crushed the Hawks in Round 2, but Indiana in a cakewalk in the conference final. No! Knicks win that series in 6 against the Indiana Pacers. Those were thrill rides from start to finish, 94 and 99. This was a fait accompli. This was, like, going into the game last night, the Knicks, the point spread in the game is so small. Are people watching what's going on here? There was no doubt in my mind the Knicks were going to kick that ass last night. There was no doubt. No doubt. And just to say this, because I've seen people say, I've heard it, I've seen people write, I've read it, I've listened to it. What if the Cavs had won game one? Would this be a different series? I was there, right? Let's say Mike Breen gets to complete the bang instead of bah, like a sheep. Merrill for three, bah. And now, like sheep, everybody's saying, oh, well, what if that shot goes in? Do the Knicks lose? Is it a different series? Do the Cavs push them? Bah. In a word, no. No. Let's quickly get in the You Better You Bet time machine. And let's go back to January 1987. Giants 49ers divisional round playoff game at the old Giant Stadium in the Jersey Meadowlands. The Giants would go on to win, destroy John Elway and the Broncos in Super Bowl 21. And in this game, Giants and Niners, Jerry Rice is running from right to left on your television screen. He's running into the end zone. He's going to score a touchdown. There's no one around him. He's the greatest receiver of all time. He drops the ball. Just drops it. Like, you need to go back if you've never seen this because you wouldn't believe it otherwise. He literally fumbles the ball. No one touches him. He just drops the ball while he's running into the end zone. And not, like, purposefully, like the way some idiots do it. Giants recover. They go on to win the game 49-3. And Jim Burt knocks Joe Montana out of the game in a pretty famous or infamous moment, depending on your perspective. Legendary 49ers head coach Bill Walsh asked after the game, what happens if Jerry Rice scores? I'm paraphrasing. Bill Walsh says, would have been 49-10 instead of 49-3. Now, Bill Walsh was honest. Kenny Atkinson is not. And we'll get to the Cavs and give you a Cavs postmortem a little later. Let's call a spade a spade. If the Knicks lose game one, they win the series in 5. And I'm always real with you, right? If I felt like they would have lost the series or it would have gone 7, I would tell you. You know that. You're really going to tell me like this was ever in a million years going to be a series barring some kind of injury to Jalen Brunson or Ananobi's hammy or Towns or whomever? You really think this was going to be a series? Really? After seeing how it went? After seeing the Knicks wax that ass in Game 2, Game 3, and destroy them last night in Game 4? Yo, it's Shaq and Kenny Smith inside the NBA doing a hilarious routine. It's like a New York, New York at halftime. Definition of quit, the Cleveland Cavaliers. You think that team was going to beat the Knicks even if they won game one? Grow up. Grow up. Give me a break. I don't want to hear it. Like, go take that somewhere else with, like, the rest of the delusional people on the Cleveland Cavaliers, the players and the coaching staff. Like, you're delusional if you think that. And that takes us to a larger point to be made about these New York Knicks. I said on social media, at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, follow me on Instagram, on Twitter if you'd like, TikTok, whatever. I said after the Knicks won Game 3, this is an all-time team. No matter what happens moving forward. And if the Knicks lose in the NBA Finals, which they could, obviously, they're going to be an underdog no matter who they play, they will lose to another all-time team. They'll either lose to the Thunder, who will be winning their second straight championship, or they'll lose to the alien, the freak, Victor Wembanyama. But that does not mean, even if they lose, that this is not an all-time team. It doesn't mean that. This is an all-time team. And the only evidence you need for that, and we can talk about the fact that this is the great, literally, not figuratively, literally, the greatest 11-game, they're an 11-game playoff winning streak, right? This is the greatest 11-game run in the history of professional basketball. This is the Harlem Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals for three straight playoff series. After C.J. McCollum made his jumpers, how cute that was in Atlanta. Remember Atlanta? Long time ago, right? The Knicks haven't lost in over 30 days. That's how long it's been. 11-game win streak. They win every game by a million points. Best point differential by a team in the history of the NBA playoffs entering the finals, and people still think, oh, you know what they say? You know what people say? It's incredible to me. And they say it because they hate the Knicks. That's why. And I don't even want to do the New Yorker thing, but, like, let's just tell the truth. Here's my question for everybody. What if this were the Boston Celtics? Well, who have they beaten? Look at the schedule. Okay, let's look at the schedule. This is not the New England Patriots. Basically this. Just admit, you can think whatever you want. Just admit you hate them. Admit that you don't like the Knicks. You don't like the way the fans go nuts outside the games. You don't like the fact that Knicks, we celebrated a win against the Hawks in the first round during COVID, like we had won Game 7 of the World Series. You don't like it. You don't like New York. I don't care. Just admit it. Just admit it. Because if you can't be honest and objective about what this is, what can you be honest and objective about? It's staring at you right in the face. Aside from the fact that this is now legitimately, literally, the most dominant run in the history of professional basketball, not in the playoffs, not in the regular season, all of it under one big-ass umbrella. How about this? The Knicks have now won 11 consecutive playoff games, joining elite company in accomplishing this prestigious feat. Here are the list of teams that have won 11 straight postseason games, like the Knicks have. So get down 2-1 to Atlanta, 3-4-4. Do the math, 11. The 1989 Los Angeles Lakers. The 99 San Antonio Spurs, which Knicks fans remember beat us in the finals. The 01 Lakers, and the 2017 Golden State Warriors. Three of those teams won the title. 99 San Antonio beat the Knicks. The 01 Lakers lost game one to Allen Iverson and the Sixers and then won four straight. And the 2017 Warriors obviously beat the Cavs in five. Went up 3-0, the Kevin Durant shot in game three to all but win the championship. Cleveland would win game four before the gentleman sweep in game five. The only team that didn't win the championship on that list is the 89 Lakers. And in case you forget, now they got railroaded by Detroit in the NBA Finals. The Pistons beat them in that Finals, the first of back-to-back titles for Isaiah Thomas and company and the Bad Boys. Byron Scott and Magic Johnson both get hurt before and at the start of the series. The Lakers were the betting favorite entering that series against the Pistons. And they got injured. Their backcourt went out, and the Pistons dominated them. So you can make the case, and look, it's a what-if scenario. Who the hell knows? Maybe the Pistons win no matter what. The Lakers entered favored. This is the company the Knicks are keeping right now. And still, people are like, eh, whatever.
Let's see it against a real team.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. They suck. You're right. You're right. No, they're not. They're not good. Everybody, they're actually not that good. 11 straight playoff wins. Historically dominant. Best point differential entering the NBA Finals ever. And people want to be like, ah, look at the schedule. What the hell's wrong with some of you people? That, like, this is the take. Yeah, you know, schedule sucks. Whatever. Come on. And there's so much credit to go around. And we have 8 days until the NBA Finals. Obviously, I, as a Knicks fan, I hope Thunder, and also just to someone who does this for a living, I'd love for Thunder Spurs to go 7. Let's feed the content machine, baby. But we got time, obviously, to break down the NBA Finals and time to praise Eastern Conference MVP, Eastern Conference Finals MVP, the Larry Bird Award winner, Jalen Brunson. There's time to praise Karl-Anthony Towns and Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby and Landry Shamet and Mitchell Robinson and the New York Knicks. There's time to praise the players. Allow me, in this moment right now, to instead praise Leon Rose and World Wide Wes. And yes, the team building, sensational here. And they could lose the finals, right? They're no guarantee to win. They'll be, as I said, the underdog. But I think, you know, now that this Eastern Conference demolition is complete, we can look at what they've done with Brunson. I was skeptical of that signing. What an idiot I was, right? I was skeptical of it. Trading a first for Josh Hart. Trading fan favorites RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley for OG Anunoby. Trading F Dem picks for Mikal Bridges. Like, cold-blooded. Trading Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle for Karl-Anthony Towns. They're King Midas. Everything they touch has turned to gold. But outside of the players, I really think we need to shine a spotlight on the move that they made after last season. And this was one that I was right about. And I knew I was going to be right about it. The Knicks had to fire Tom Thibodeau. Absolutely had to do it. Had to do it. And there were a lot of people, a lot of Knicks fans, a lot of members of the media who said, clutching their pearls, oh my God, you can't fire this guy. Look at what he did. And yes, he did resuscitate the Knicks. He did make the Knicks respectable again. And he deserves a lot of credit for that. And I've never tried to take the credit away from him. He's not a good coach. He's a great coach. And he'll get another job, and he should get another job. My question is this. If Tom Thibodeau were the coach of this Knicks team, are they in the NBA Finals? Are they in the Finals? I think there's a really good chance the answer to that question is no. Do you think Landry Shamet was Steph Curry in the series against Cleveland? Do you think he would have played like 1 minute if his ass would have been nailed to the bench? Jalen Brunson iso ball like he's got. Brunson's great. But what's better, Brunson iso ball or this offense where they have the best point differential ever entering the finals? You wanted Tom Thibodeau to be the coach of this team? Mike Brown's done an unbelievable job. The players are getting the credit, and they deserve it. They deserve the lion's share of the credit. How about Mike Brown? How about Mike Brown? Down 2-1 in the opening round against Atlanta. Says some mystifying things at the moment. Your teams have been down before. OKC was down last year, and they went on to win the championship. And I hear that, and I'm like, you just lost twice to Atlanta, and we're talking about playoffs? You're talking about a championship? What the hell are you talking about, man? Little prophetic. Little prophetic in the NBA Finals. Mike Brown deserves his flowers. World Wide Wes deserves his flowers. Leon, kiss from the rose by the grave. Shout out to Seal. My power, my pleasure, my pain. Baby. Oh, yeah. Leon Rose. The Knicks NBA Finals. I want to close here in this opening segment Because you know what? It's not even like, where was the drama? This game was over in the first quarter. When, you know, the Knicks basically scored 40 points again in a close. They're waylaying teams. I don't even know what I'm... This is like 2024 UConn in the NCAA tournament. Just destroy everybody. Cover every spread, win every game by a million points. It's unbelievable. I wish we were playing Zach Edey and Matt Painter in Purdue in the championship. That would be sick. A little bit of a tougher... You know what sucks about this? As a Knicks fan, it's like, man, we can't get the Jimmy Butler 8-seed Heat in the finals. We can't get, like, the Luka Doncic, Jason Kidd, Dallas Mavericks. No. The year that the Knicks make the finals, we got to play Oklahoma City or Victor Wembanyama. Oh, that's great. Well, that's awesome. Man, I'm thrilled about this. Instead, like, we got Hakeem in 94 before he had won one, and then Tim Duncan and David Robinson in 99. Can we get a walkover, please? Can we get, like, a 6-seed? Make it, like, the Thunder or the Spurs, give me a break. My last note here, and I'll be a little saccharine. And look, you know, I'm this show and me. I am a diehard sports fan. I and we are diehard sports fans. Me and the crew of this show. You love sports. This show is by people that love sports for people who love sports. So even if you hate the Knicks, I think you'll be able to empathize with what I'm about to say. As the seconds, I can't even say as the seconds are ticking off the clock because this game, it was over. The game was over. So I'm thinking this way before the seconds are ticking off the clock. I turned 43 in 2 weeks. I've been watching this team since 1990. I probably saw games before that in the 80s. But I start remembering in 90. I think about my dad, who passed away in 2014. About my grandfather, who passed away in 2009. And watching Knicks games with them. Going to Knicks games with my dad. Watching this team get their brains beaten in by Michael Jordan, or Hakeem Olajuwon, or, you know, losing to the Heat, or losing to the Pacers, or 0-1 in Game 5 at the Garden to Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter, and the Raptors to officially end that era. And it makes you think of family. And if it doesn't make you think of family, it makes you think of your friends, your fellow fans, the people that if you're of a certain age, especially with a team like this, and the Knicks are not unique in this regard, right? There are lots of, look at New York, the Jets, right? Even the Mets. And I don't want to turn this into just all New York, but I'm from New York, right? Where you have the shared experience where you haven't won a championship in forever. And you can get agonizingly close. And for, you know, just the Mets, you know, they lose in the World Series to the Royals in 2015. Or the Jets make the AFC Championship game in 98 and lose to the Broncos. 2009 and lose to Peyton Manning and the Colts. 2010 lose to Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. And you get so close and you get denied. And maybe the Knicks are going to get denied again. Betting market's going to tell you that's the most likely outcome. Is that they'll get denied again. But the fact that they're here, like Jim Carrey says in Dumb and Dumber, when they get to Aspen, we're there, man. I hope you can appreciate, even if you hate the Knicks, what that means to this fan base and how you would feel if you were me and you were us. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah! NBA Finals. Let's go. Just getting started here on this Tuesday. Oh, man. We'll get to Game 5 tonight, Thunder Spurs. Why I'm very worried about Oklahoma City. Get to some National Football League later in the show. Great guests will join us. But on the other side, a full postmortem on the delusional, lacking accountability Cleveland Cavaliers, who embarrass themselves more with the media than they did on the court. And that's saying something. It's You Better You Bet on a Tuesday. Nick Costos and you on Westwood One Sports.
Where will LeBron take his talents?
Will the king continue to hang in Hollywood? Sign with Steph in Golden State? Join the Joker in Denver? Or come home to Cleveland? Find out first and what it means for the NBA on Westwood One Sports.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Empower. Pete's back on the links with all new golf clubs and hopefully less swearing.
Dang! Sliced it.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money so he can be a little bad.
Heads up!
Oof. Talent sold separately.
Guy said these were slice proof.
At least he has money for lessons. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. On ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.